today.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid pulled the controversial $1.2 trillion spending bill. After all, they were going to read every single page of it, which is almost 2,000. It would have taken 50 hours. How crazy was that? So the Republicans get a big win here. There was no way you could push through this omnibus bill. It was ridiculous to try. It was loaded with earmarks. So Harry Reid finally realized this one's not going to happen. The tax cuts did happen. That's awaiting approval of the president. Once he signs his John Hancock on the bottom line, it becomes a reality. That means tax cuts across the board that you've been enjoying now for several years will stay for the next 2 years at least, the so-called Bush tax cuts. And unemployment, people who are in that position will find that there's now 13 more months of unemployment. That's a possibility, certainly for some anyway. In the meantime, we're getting closer and closer. Oof, just a week and days away to Christmas if you celebrate Christmas. And there's big fat warning out there. There might be some attacks during the holiday season. Haven't we been hearing that since 9/11? Sadly, not trying to be cynical here, but what's different about this year than any other year? In fact, the FBI and Homeland Security sent out a little bitty bulletin alerting that state and local law enforcement to be very careful, be wary of suspicious behavior, and regularly they should change security measures to interfere with any terrorist plans. Good luck with that one. Do you think they weren't doing that in Detroit at all? Do you think there weren't any signs? Of course there was. And on the airplane, what happened was the lax security procedures on the other end. So Abdullah Muttalib gets through, almost blows up a plane, for goodness sake, on Christmas Day. So you've got some captured insurgents in Iraq claiming Al-Qaeda is planning attacks in the U.S. and Europe during the holidays. And like I said, I mean, let's hope that doesn't happen. But isn't that always the threat? Of course it's always the threat. It's always in the air. Absolutely. And speaking of that threat and the tie to Afghanistan, that was part of the talk in Washington, the so-called where are we headed, the strategic update, if you will, on the situation in Afghanistan. And what's crazy about that is the Taliban seem to be gaining ground, and how many of them exist and how strong their foothold is unknown. And some of the information that was released in these intelligence reports to the president, that was one of the things that was discussed, because remember they trotted that out on the Hill first as an update. And the situation is pretty bleak in Afghanistan, actually. And Hamid Karzai, of course, the president, talking about 2014, and then the discussions about the end of July 2011. I mean, you know, so which is it? Where are we on Afghanistan? This is the same question we have been asking ourselves over and over and over and over again. Obama says the U.S. is on track to actually achieve goals in Afghanistan and wants to keep putting that foot forward. In fact, here's what the press had to say.
It's important to remember why we remain in Afghanistan. It was Afghanistan where Al-Qaeda plotted the 9/11 attacks that murdered 3,000 innocent people. It is the tribal regions along the Afghan-Pakistan border from which terrorists have launched more attacks against our homeland and our allies.
Yeah, so U.S. forces supposed to leave July 2011. That's the report. So really, are we on track when you hear some of the other things that are happening, the rules of engagement and some of the crazy things that have gone on in these villages? And not for nothing, what ultimately happens once the U.S. leaves? Can this country stand and exist on its own after everything that's been invested in Afghanistan? There's no doubt you have to agree with what the president said. The reason for going, which was initially where the touchdown should have been, was because of what happened on 9/11. But here then becomes the question, and this is one that always hangs in the balance, will we ever catch Osama bin Laden? If he is the so-called mastermind, which he was, of 9/11, and 3,000 innocent people were slaughtered, how close are we to that goal? How close are we to getting the right kind of information about bin Laden to capture this SOB? And how quickly we move on from that? It's like once a year that comes out. But anyway, this was a 5-page unclassified summary of a White House review on Afghanistan, the Afghanistan war, the assessment. And the president went on to say, from what you heard, that this is a very difficult endeavor and an extraordinary service has been had. And I'd agree with that. You got to tip your cap each and every day to the troops, no question. It's all about halting the Taliban's movement. But the problem is they don't know how much Taliban, and there are areas where they don't know where the Taliban is. So it is much difficult, doesn't even begin to describe it. And you look at the weak leadership at the top of Afghanistan, and to me that is probably the scariest thing after all of this incredible investment. Incredible. All right, quickly, let's go to Rick in Illinois right here at the top. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good. So you made it okay in that driving rain, huh?
Yeah, I made it home all right.
Thank goodness.
I heard they passed the tax bill and the House passed it too.
They did. I mentioned that. So forget the whole January 1st, oh my gosh, you know, we're not going to get the tax cuts. So the Bush tax cuts, the breaks, if you will, that have been there since, what, 2002, 2003, continue on for the next 2 years.
Well, you're going to be filthy rich, man. But I want to say, hooray, hooray, the king is gone. Or Larry King's retired.
Yeah, I talked to somebody, sent me an email about that and asked me what I thought. And I said, you know, he's a guy who didn't prepare for his talk shows. He just shot from the hip. But he had some staying power. He had 25 years, whether you liked him or not. That's a long time.
Hey, he's pretty boring more than anything. But I just wonder if you got your hat, your name in the hat.
Oh yeah, they're saying, let's pluck that Kate Delaney out of obscurity and put her right there. No, some British guy gets it. Piers Morgan, who's on some crappy show, America's Got Talent. And that's who they're replacing Larry King with. Is that crazy?
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to do well.
I see your protege, Palin, had Kate Johnson on her show. Try to get people to watch it. So maybe
right.
We can get you a guest spot on it.
There you go. We'll start lobbying Sarah Palin. Maybe she and I can go out and go on a little hunting trip. That would be interesting for America tonight. Thanks, Rick. Coming up around the bend, of course, another edition of Nail the Score. Randomly, the game of the week will be chosen, and you could be our next winner. Here's the numbers you're going to want to get in line. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
What will the game be this time around as we are running out of games, by the way, this season? Where does the time go? Hate to sound like a broken record and beat another one of the dead horses that are roaming around the studio, but I can't come up with anything else to describe this feeling of how fast the time has gone since we started Nail the Score. And, you know, we started back in the preseason, we were talking about it, and here we are on the doorstep of the playoffs. Wow. Week 15. I must have been asleep at the wheel. How did we get here so quickly? All right, enough of that. Without further ado, Donovan Madsen, our terrific technical maestro of the show, he's got great muscles. He had to pull out the supercomputer himself. Let her rip, Donovan. There we go. And the game of the week is the Packers and the Patriots. Bravo. It is the Sunday night game. It's a great game, I think, or a great game on the board anyway. Packers are 8-5. Doesn't really tell you much, but I still like Aaron Rodgers. Patriots, of course, have Tom Brady. They're 11-2, 6-0 at home. So would you really go against the odds here? The line is even. Would you go against the odds and pick the Packers to beat the Patriots? Cold weather isn't a problem. The Packers play at Lambeau Field, although that really is a bad excuse really for anybody, but okay. So the Sunday night game at Foxborough, against the Pats, looking at the line for both of these guys and thinking about the defenses, I need another second here to think of my score. But while I'm doing that, Tom Brady talked about the success they're having in December.
This is football season now. It's not easy anymore to get out of bed and come to work and practice. And everyone's tired and run down. And the weather's cold. And you know, there's 25 things going on outside of football with the holidays and the family and so forth. But this is when the real teams start to shine.
Yeah, this is when the real teams start to shine, and the Patriots are for real. And Tom Brady, look, he's almost at, what is he, almost at 3,500 yards, 29 touchdowns. You know what they've looked like the last couple of weeks especially. This team is on a crazy mission, and I'd be hard-pressed to think of the Patriots not being in the Super Bowl even at this point of the game. So I'm going to say the Patriots 24-17 over the Packers. It could really make you think it could be an upset game, but I just cannot go there. So I got to pick the Patriots with a safe bet. Can't go against Tom Brady, although I think Aaron Rodgers could have a very good game. The Patriots will give him trouble, though. They'll get up in his face a little bit, and even with the mini wall he's got, it's going to be a very tough day. Do not see a blowout here. Do not hope I see a blowout. I'm sick of these blowout lopsided games. I can't watch. When it gets to a certain point, then I'm done. I'm gone. I am out of there, or I am asleep on the couch because I just can't handle it. I like the edge of your seat. This is a close game. I'd rather be invested in that because it's too much time. I'd rather be invested in that than these crazy blowouts. All right, lo and behold, Rick in Illinois knew he could double-dip us since it was Nail the Score night. Rick, what do you think is going to happen? This could be a good game on Sunday night.
I think it's going to be the Patriots 31, the Packers 13.
Oh, you're predicting a blowout.
Yes.
That's no fun, Rick. I'm going to be watching another boring game.
Yeah, for a while. So Monday night, then you got to watch the Bears.
Yeah, the Monday night game would be interesting just for the sideshow possibilities because playing at the University of Minnesota and what that field's going to be like and what those two teams are going to be like. But I think the Bears win that.
Playoff chance, you know.
Yeah, they're going to win that. I think the Bears...
They're going to win there to get their division.
Yeah, I think they win it. I know you're a huge Bears fan. So you got that book, The Bears, didn't you? The Bears?
No.
How come you didn't?
The Cowboy book.
Oh, you need to win the Bears book.
Yeah.
We've got some contests coming up, and let's hope we'll keep our fingers crossed that you can win. Since you're such a Bears fan.
Well, I take the Super Bowl tickets. Give me those.
Yeah, Super Bowl tickets. Oh yeah, because they're readily available everywhere.
Yeah.
Where all things are sold that are sports related.
Use your charm.
Oh, yeah. Use my charm for about 150 people who have asked. It's crazy. All right, Rick, thanks.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye. That is pretty funny, though. It's true. You know, it's not such an easy layup ticket to get, even when you know people. There's only so many seats at the Death Star. Let's go to Blake in Kentucky. Hello, Blake.
How are you doing, Kate?
Good. How are you? You sound wide awake. Did you just get off work?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, good for you.
Before I tell my score, have they announced whether Aaron Rodgers is playing yet?
What I heard from somebody I know who's part of the front office in Green Bay is that they're saying he's going to play. But it's not official. It's not official yet. I think he'll play.
All right, well, with that said, I'm going to say 34-20 Patriots.
34-20 Patriots. Well, yeah, because, of course, that makes a big difference. You know what happens now, Blake, is they try to, if you're the football team, you want to keep the other team guessing, and even though you're not supposed to do that with the injury reports, they dance around that questionable line as long as they can wait till the very last minute, and that's what they're doing.
Yeah, I'd do that too if I were them.
I would too. Why give the enemy all the information? Make them have to plan for two different options. Well, here's the option for Aaron Rodgers, and here's the one if we get lucky. Thanks, Blake. Have a good weekend. But of course, like I said, you're not supposed to do that. 800-259-5791. Don't get frustrated if you call in and you get a busy signal. That's good. That means people we know like Nail the Score, and we have a lot of fun doing it. But you can easily shoot us an email at americatonight.net. So Patriots on the board first. Susan in Kansas. Hello, Susan.
Hello. I'm going to say the Patriots 27, Green Bay 17.
27-17. Yeah, Susan, you know what? You'd be so hard-pressed to go against the Patriots, I think, in this one, even if the Packers play well. I mean, you just got to look at their – here's one where you can look at their record and be really surprised if they don't win this.
I know it.
Yeah. Yeah, you picked a good score. Thanks. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the game if you end up watching some of it.
Oh, I will. Thank you.
All right. Good for you. Let's see, we're bouncing back to Joey in Kentucky. Hey, Joe, what's up? Joe, what do you think? Who do you like in this game? Oh, Joe, you got a bad cell. You need a better cell. You must be on the same AT&T plan I have. All right, Chris in Connecticut, who's our winner from 4 or 5 weeks ago. Chris, we just talked about your Elves package. It's on its way. It's on its way to Connecticut.
Oh, good. Thank you.
And what do you say in this one?
I'm saying the Patriots 30-17.
30-17, Pats. You know, if you win again, everyone will hate you. Because then you'd have more than bragging rights. That would be just, it's like winning the lottery a couple times. You see these people in a different way, but you see these people who win the lottery. We even had one of the guys on who won 7 times, and he says, oh, it's easy. Right, it's easy to win the lottery 7 times. Give me a break.
Oh, yeah, sure. So I got the Patriots 30.
Uh-huh,
right?
30-17. We got you locked and loaded. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too, Kate. Thank you.
30-17. Okay, we got more people that are trying to get in here. 800-259-5791. Rick in Connecticut, or Rick in Kentucky, you have the floor. Hey, Rick, who do you like?
Oh, we got to go Patriots on this one. Let's go 38-20 Patriots.
38-20. Ooh, a little bit of a spread there. All right, 38-20. That's not a bad guess, though, because it could end up that way. I think there's a chance that this could end up a little bit lopsided. Hey, enjoy the game and enjoy your weekend.
Oh, okay. You too. Just stay out of the snow.
Oh, no kidding. For you in Connecticut, I keep saying Connecticut. For you in Kentucky, you really do got to stay out of that snow. I've been looking. I've been watching that radar. Pretty bad stuff. 800-259-5791. Nail the score. More of it round the bend.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
In the game of the week, our nail the score game, the Green Bay Packers and the New England Patriots. It's in Patriot territory. Easy for me to say. That's what happens when you have coffee with too much cream in it. 800-259-5791. That's the number to jam on, or americatonight.net. Got a crazy story to tell you about some stuffed animals, but before I get to that, let's take some more and rack them down. How about Bruce in Connecticut? Bruce, you have the honors. How are you?
Is this Bruce in Kentucky?
I keep saying Connecticut. Kentucky. I have Chris in Connecticut on my brain because we mailed out her package. Yes, in Kentucky. What's that snow like in Kentucky?
It's a little bit icy, but it's not nearly as bad as it was last night. A little bit of slick spots, a few black ice spots if you're not watching.
But it was bad last night, huh? Like driving.
Yeah, but we're doing a little bit better job on the roads up here than we used to.
Good. Keep everybody safe. You got to get that salt out or get something out on the roads before, like you said, the black ice spots, I think, is the biggest concern because that's what's underneath everything. Who do you like in this one, the Patriots?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. I think Brady's playing way too good. I think he's going to double him up, 28-14.
28-14, not a bad guess. Mine was 24-17. Bruce, you're locked and loaded. Thanks.
Great, thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Okay, let's see. Let's go to Joe in Connecticut. He's tried to jump in on this action a couple of times. Joe, I think we finally have you on. I mean, in Kentucky. Did I say Connecticut again or Kentucky? Kentucky.
Yeah, it's in Kentucky, not Connecticut.
Yeah, you guys aren't in Connecticut. Kentucky, Connecticut, it's the same thing. All right, so Joe in Kentucky, what do you think?
I'm going to take the Patriots 31-20.
Okay, you got the Patriots. You know this is a layup, Joe.
Yeah, I know it.
I mean, I'd be stunned. Look, Aaron Rodgers, it's fun to watch the guy if he's in this. But even if he's in it a little bit banged up, I don't think so. There's no way. It's not happening. But you're on the same side of this as me. So have fun watching that Sunday night game.
Okay.
Thanks. We're going to stay in Connecticut. No, we're not going to Connecticut. We're going to stay in Kentucky. Just kidding. We're going to stay in the great state of Kentucky, horse country. And let's go to Dr. E. Hey, Dr. E.
Hey, Kate. About Kentucky weather, I don't know if I can say this word or not, but it sucks.
Really? Well, it's because you're getting all that driving rain and snow and all that stuff. It's been cold.
Let me tell you, I live in that little section there that got the foot of snow Monday morning.
Right.
All right. And then this morning, we got a half an inch of ice in an ice storm.
Oh, a half an inch of ice. I hate ice storms.
Yeah, and this little commute that I make, it took me 3 hours and 20 minutes to make it last night.
You got to be kidding me. That's crazy.
No, 25, 30 mile an hour if I was lucky.
Oh. I'm sorry. It's better this time, though, tonight.
Well, we got some black eyes. Even the truckers are slowing down. Last night they wasn't slowing down, but the truckers are slowing down tonight.
Oh. That's rough. I agree with you. That's rough. That's no fun. That when you for as close as you live, 3 hours, that's ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Well, I'll get off the high horse here and let's see. Let's go over. What was the Jets-Patriots score? Was it something like 45-3?
It was a complete blowout.
I'll take that score because I don't think the quarterback from Green Bay is going to be all at his wits.
All right, that's not a bad assessment. If he's not there or if he's not all together and it's just a rush to get him there, you know, who's saying that he's going to put up any points or very many? You're really saying he's not going to put up any. So we'll see. I like your philosophy. You got to take a gamble on it. Dr. E, drive safely.
All right, ma'am. You have a good morning.
You too. Yeah, so that weather's not so great. 3 hours. You know, I've talked about this. What's the worst thing that you've ever driven in? I've never driven where I've only had to go 20 miles, and it's been 3 hours plus. That's nuts. 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Let's go to Trey in Kentucky. Hey, Trey.
Hey, Kay, how you been?
Horseman, what's going on with you? It's probably rough for you when you get that kind of weather, isn't it?
Oh, I'm trying to keep this big old diesel truck on this little bitty farm road.
Yeah, I bet. I bet it was. Yeah. I bet you're going to pick the Patriots. I just know that when you're sitting there talking to the horses, you just have them pick for you. Just nod and tell me what you think. And they're all snorting because they're picking the Patriots.
Yep, that's right.
I love it.
You hit the nail on the head.
All right. What's the score?
Heck, I don't know. I didn't even know who it was. He said something. Who are they playing again?
Patriots and the Packers. So
Lord. 37-17. Anybody get that?
No, 37-17. Not a bad guess. I said 17, too. I said 24-17. But 37-17, Trey, you own that score.
Right.
Thank you for the call. Be safe. Be safe and be warm. I don't think it's the warmth that everybody's concerned about. It's the driving. I mean, I got you in the driving. I don't like driving on the ice either. I know I talked about that ice storm that I was in Dallas. It was terrible. Oh, and you just saw so many cars in the ditch. I just thought, you know what? I'm just resigned to this. If I'm a good driver, I'm a decent driver. If it happens, it happens, and I'll just have to figure a way out of it. But I saw cars. It was like a, it was almost like in slow motion. I was driving over an overpass, saw three cars right near me too, just poof, like nothing. You hear that crunch, slamming into the concrete because the car slid. They lost control. The car slid and they slammed into the concrete wall. And in Dallas, there's some big overpasses, kind of like the LA freeways. Honestly, it almost looks like that. All right, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Or you can send us an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net, or through our chat, folks. You can do that, too, at Pal Talk, right? So here's the scoop. I think we actually have some people who've weighed in here. At least our pal David in Dallas says the Packers and the Patriots. I think he's saying the Patriots 35. Nah, I think he's saying Green Bay. I think he's going for the upset. Green Bay 35, Patriots 21. Ooh. 35-21. All right, that's the first Packer one, if that's right, if I haven't messed up on that. Jeez. Moving along, 800-259-5791. A couple of quick notes on this game. You know, everybody's trying to eyeball what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers, and I said that I had heard that he was definitely going to try and play, and that they're trying to keep it on the lowdown because that's kind of the thing, try to play it out before you have to say whether or not, you know, he's going to play. But without Aaron Rodgers, it's a different game. But, hey, if with a banged-up Aaron Rodgers, what kind of performance are you going to get out of him? I mean, you know. So you look at his numbers, and his numbers are just behind Brady's. You know, he's got really tight numbers, too. And it's, you know, it's not so much about the stats, though. It's about the wins. And there's wins with Rodgers, and there's wins with Tom Brady. And New England's in the middle of another incredible streak. The Patriots have won 15 consecutive regular season home games since losing to Pittsburgh back in 2008. And, you know, they're poker red hot. He hasn't lost a regular season game in Foxborough since 2006. And in this span, this recent span, they haven't turned over the ball once, while the defense has had 13 takeaways. That's ugly stuff. 13 takeaways. So they've seen what can happen on the other side of the ball, and I don't think they're falling down here. I don't think so. And, you know, you look at Deion Branch and what the hookup has been with Deion Branch since they were able to get him. And then you look at Wes Welker and the catches there and the frigid, snowy conditions on last Sunday's win. And what was the final score at Chicago, 36-7. 36-7. So Aaron Rodgers has a concussion, and if Rodgers can't go, then the matchup wouldn't be as sexy either. Let's be honest about that, right? I think it's a completely different game if he doesn't go. But I've heard that he's gonna be there. Could be risky. Could be risky with the concussion anyway. Hang with us. Coming up around the bend, Stretch Drive. If you want to get in on the action, you need to do it now at americatonight.net or calling us at 800-259-5791.
There are five things you must do to have great health. Restore an alkaline pH, restore optimum hormone levels, detoxify your body, eliminate infections, and feed your body optimal nutrition. I've seen people with 70% clogged arteries become 100% clear in 12 months. I've seen people lower high blood pressure. I've seen people alleviate depression and all arthritis pain go away in 2 months or less. These and many other benefits await you when you apply the 5 steps to great health. One superfood that I recommend you try to improve your health is called One World Whey. This new remarkable whey protein powder is transforming the health of its users. Users report improved energy, mood, gains in muscle, and even improved breathing. It may sound too simple that a protein powder can do so much, but One World Whey is specially processed to give it its unique potency. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Extend your life.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Of auburn hair with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green.
So Jack from Down Under, I do a crappy Australian accent, says the Patriots will beat the Packers. Really, Jack? You think so? I think everybody here in America thinks so too. He says 37-14 the Pats have it. So 37-14. Had a couple of 37s, Trey, in Kentucky, 37-17. All right, you know how we zig and zag all over the place here on America Tonight. This is the Nail the Score thing we do, which, by the way, next Thursday we are on the air, and we will be doing Nail the Score. So for those of you around, it's not Christmas Eve. You're probably bored of all the Christmas crap and the shopping and whatever. And if you are, you have a safe haven. You can talk football. You can jump on here and try to nail the score. Wouldn't that be a great thing to do before the holidays? So let's go to Tim in Kentucky. Hey, Tim.
How are you tonight?
I'm good. You sound pretty good. You sound wide awake, are you?
I am wide awake.
I like how you said that. We're all strange at this time of night. We live a different life than everybody else.
You do, you know, and what kind of morons listening to the radio at 2 in the morning?
A good moron, that's what we say. There's like 30 million of us. So you're in a good club. Tim, who do you like, the Patriots or do you like the Packers?
Well, the Patriots are definitely going to win, and the score is going to be 27-10.
Ooh, 27-10. All right, you got it. 27-10. You own that score, my friend. Have fun. Go get some hot chocolate or just hang out for a while and listen to the end of this. We appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Really, there is. You say they say 30 million people. I believe it, too. I used to do a morning show and I still would be awake late at night. 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. If you did send us a score at americatonight.net, don't sweat it. We'll make sure that we get it locked and loaded for you. Duly noted, okay, as they say. How about Tom in Kansas? Hey, Tom, as always, welcome to the show, buddy.
I appreciate that. New England, and I hate to do this to the Packers because I've always liked them, you know, quite a bit, except when they beat the Chiefs.
I got gotcha. You.
43-10.
43-10.
It's
43-10 Pats.
It's not going to be pretty.
Yeah, you know what? The last two games haven't been pretty for the Bears or for the Jets. The Jets especially was ugly. So, Tom, you might be on to something. Maybe it has a blowout in the making, another blowout, and especially Aaron Rodgers banged up, might not be there.
Have a great weekend.
All right, Tom, you too. 800-259-5791. All right. Thanks to so many of you who have emailed in your guesses. And if you just tune in, you say, why isn't she talking about the tax cuts? Why isn't she blasting on the Michael Vick story? Which, if you haven't heard the story about Michael Vick, the quarterback for the Eagles, he's starting to talk about wanting to get a pet dog. So he says he's sorry for what happened. And he knew he did something wrong, and he did his time, you know, 18 months in prison. But he would like to have a dog in his life again. He would like to do it. So the people for the ethical treatment of animals, those good people at PETA, say he should be banned from owning dogs for the rest of his life. The Humane Society, not as nasty as PETA, They are saying it's just too early for him to have a dog, but it could be appropriate when his probation is over. What do you think? Michael Vick tooling down the street with a pit bull. Something happens and he's got a yank on the pit bull's chain. Somebody's following him and shooting the video of it. I think it's a losing proposition for Michael Vick. You know, I tell him, just get a bird. Get a bird. It stays in the cage. Feed the bird. Yeah, I'm going to say no, because if anything, it's just too risky. And compassion for animals? I don't know. He electrocuted them, slapped their heads against the walls, drowned a few of them. It's just not a place I think he should go. He's enjoying the fact that people, because he's playing well, are embracing him a little bit more, so he doesn't have the big villain sign on his forehead. But adopting a dog, getting a dog, whatever, after being a convicted dog fight ring operator, yeah, I think it's too soon, if ever. Too soon, baby. What are you thinking, Michael? 800-259-5791. We got a couple more. Let's go to Brian in Kentucky. Hey, Brian.
Hi there.
Hello. Patriots?
Well, I'm going to go a little bit different. I actually think the Packers could pull this off.
Woo!
The reason I say that is I saw what happened with the Bears, and they fell apart, and I think the Packers are seeing a last chance to maybe pull the division out.
Okay.
They can run through. So I think with that there's a possibility they could do it, and I'm going to say 28-27, and only if Rodgers plays.
All right, I like that. 28-27 if Rodgers plays. Hey, Brian, you might be onto something because, you know, there also is a time when a team drops a game you don't think they're going to drop, and the line is even. So the odds makers aren't handing this over to the Patriots like it's that much of a layup after those two previous games. So
right.
we might at least see a close one, but a lot of this does hinge, like you said, on Rodgers and the concussion. I heard he's coming back, but when he comes back, is he full force? And, you know, is he coming back? So we'll see. Thanks. Good guess.
Okay, thank you.
Going against the grain. Sometimes that'll win you. Lacey in Kentucky. Hey, Lacey.
How are you?
Hey, man. What are you saying? Who are you liking this one?
Patriots, 27-21.
Ooh, 27-21. No one guessed that. So you're giving credit, too, that it might be a little bit closer. That would make for a much more interesting game for you and I if we're watching it on Sunday. Lacey, have a great weekend. Thanks for calling us.
All right. Bye.
Okay, we also got a lot of people that have checked in via the email, and let me tell you about a couple of those. Here's one from Big Tom. He says, Kate, I have to think that the Patriots, even if it is even by the odds, dudes, I have to think the Patriots will run all over the Packers. It's going to be sick. It's going to be ugly. And I'm probably not going to be paying that much attention, only to see whether or not I win this thing. I do not believe that Green Bay can pull it out. I think the final score is going to be 48-14. Woo! That would mean a lot of turnovers, baby. So Green Bay is within a game of the NFC North, leading, of course, Bears. But I think they realize, they do smell what's at stake here. However, you look at some of the Packers' moves, and even Tom Brady said this. But, of course, this is the politically correct thing to say. He says, look, they can run a lot of routes. They have a variation to what they do. And I would say that, too. That's why it's been a good year for them. He's dead on right about that. They have the threats out there. They have a rhythm. They have different routes. They have a varied playbook. And they're willing to mess around with it and pull it out when they have to. So, final score, though, big fat blowouts. I'm gonna say I don't know that we're gonna see that. It could be one of these things again where it's either gonna be really ugly because the Patriots have been on that side of it, or it's gonna be tight. But there might not be the in between. It might be really, really tight or really, really a blowout. Nothing in the in between where they coulda, shoulda, woulda, but they fumbled the ball or turned it over one too many times. Should be interesting anyway. Congratulations to all of you for participating because that means you are one step closer to being a winner here on America Tonight. So good luck.